Our University of Georgia Extension agronomist Jared Whitaker prepared some information. Basically, looks like we dodged a bullet, even though we do have some damage. A low estimate would be about 10% of our crop would be negatively impacted, and that would equate out to somewhere around $100 million or $75 an acre, which is a loss our producers certainly will find it difficult to weather. We've had varying levels of storm damage, reports of anywhere from say 100 or 200 pounds up to about 650 pound loss on fields that were ready to harvest. Hopefully these high percentages of loss were in isolated areas, but you know, we also have some other problems. We have a lot of cotton that's blown down and twisted. Hopefully that will straighten up, but the twisting will cause issues when we begin harvest. And you know, as this crop is laying down, hopefully we will have some good sunshiny weather, and the last thing we need is cloudy weather with moisture. We could see a real spike up in boll rot, which would be another potential loss for our farmers. But having said all that, thankfully it wasn't a little bit later. Our crop wasn't to the point where we would have just tremendous losses, but still any loss in these tight price situations is not good.